So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the opinion of Shmuel. Ha'omer Pesach Pesach Metzasi Nemo Lavsidik Subasa. Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Elazar and says that when a husband claims Pesach Pesach Metzasi, his statement is also accepted regarding Ksuba. Therefore, Asura Labala Ve'en L'Ksuba. The Gemara explains that although generally a proof of Shnei Edim is required regarding Mammon, matters of money, however, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Chachamim tiknu lehem levnais Yisrael lepsula masayim ulamana mana. Since the Chachamim initiated the obligation to provide a ksuba, heim hemenu shem amar pesach besuach metzasi neman. Therefore, they are unable to initiate that when he claims pesach besuach metzasi, he is absolved from the chiyuv ksuba based on the rationale of chazaka edon mtereich besud mavsida. One would not toil in preparing a wedding meal and then ruin it by untruthfully claiming Pesach Besuach. Therefore, Neman lahafsidik subasa. The Gemara continues with a braisa that states that the origin of the obligation of ksuba is actually a machlokes Tana. However, takanz chachamim hu leitig ve'elim naziburis. The Tana Kama holds like Reb Shimon ben Elazar mentioned earlier that ksubas isha medrabanan. The obligation for ksuba is only a rabbinic enactment. Therefore, he may pay the ksuba even with land of inferior quality. Rishim ben Gamliel Omer, ksubas isha min ha-Torah. The obligation for ksuba is midairaisa. Therefore, he must pay the ksuba with idis, land of superior quality. The source for ksuba dairaisa is from the pasuk referring to a mafata, one who seduces a naira for cohabitation. The pasuk states, kesev yishkol kamar ha-besulas. The mafata must compensate a besula with a knas, a penalty for removing her besulim, similar to that of a ma'anis, one who coerces a naira, where the pasuk states, v'nosin la viha naira chamishim kesef. Now, the word mayer means ksuba. The Torah compares the obligation for knas to ksuba. Mekan samcha chacham l'ksubas isha min ha-Torah. This is the source that the obligation of ksuba is midaraisa. However, the pasuk only refers to a besula. Therefore, ksubas almana einim in divrei Torah elim in divrei sefer. The ksuba for an almana, or any woman who is not a besula, is merely midrabanan. Accordingly, it is only according to the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Elazar that Shmuel ruled Neman lahafsid ksubasa, because ksubas isha midrabanan. However, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, he is not Neman lahafsid ksubasa, because ksubas isha min ha-Torah, and she would only lose her ksuba through the testimony of Shnei Edim, two valid witnesses. The Gemara continues and mentions an incident in which one claimed Pesach Pesach Metzasi, and Rav Nachman ruled Asvuhu Kufri, that he'd be punished with Malkus. The Gemara gives two explanations of this ruling. Mehemen Umasvin LeKufri. He is believed that Kimli BePesach Pesach, however he's punished because he could only have become knowledgeable in these matters by being promiscuous. BeBacher Loi Mehemen Umasvin LeKufri. In the case of a man who was never married, he is not believed because loy kimli bepesach pesuch, he has no knowledge in these matters. However, as Rashi explains, he's punished al shemei is panav, because he had the audacity to present such a claim before Bezdin. However, benosoi, someone who was previously married, mehemen is believed because he can legitimately claim kimli bepesach pesuch, and obviously he's not punished. The Gemara proceeds to relate several incidents brought before Gamliel HaZaken and his descendant Gamliel BeRebbe, where they proved certain claims of Pesach Pesach to be false by utilizing various techniques. In one of the incidents, the Gemara teaches that there is a certain family, Mishpachas Dorkati, She'en lehen loydam nida v'loydam besula. Sakta the Mishnah, besula ksubas masayim. A virgin marrying for the first time is entitled to a complete ksuba of 200 zuz. Va'amana mana, a widow or any other woman who is not a besula is only entitled to a small ksuba of 100 zuz. The Mishnah elaborates, besula almana grusha v'chalutza min ha'erisin, ksubasin masayim v'yeshlin tainis besulim. A woman who performed erisin only, and then was either widowed, divorced, or received chalitza from a yavam, before ever having performed nisuin, is still considered a besula. Therefore, ksubasin masayim v'yeshlin tainis besulim. The daf concludes with several agadic teaching, amongst which the Gemara explains certain terms. Almana, al-shem mana. A widow is referred to as an almana because she only receives a ksuba of 100 zuz. Eilanus, dechranis delo yolada. A woman who did not develop as women generally do is referred to as an eilanus because eil is a ram, a male, who cannot give birth.